The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
That's Paulina Jane for you right here on Radio Memphis. You're tuning into Radio Memphis Around the World with me, D. Love is always going to win. And you know what? Love will always win as far as I'm concerned. That's some fantastic stuff right there. And I tell you, you know, that is a fantastic song. And what's cool is that if you actually follow Paulina Jane and you actually are on some of her pages and stuff like that, yesterday morning she just released a very, very cool acoustic version of that video with a very specific message. And what's really even cooler about that is that, you know, the guys that she works with as far as with management and stuff like that, Girl King Company, sent us a press release on that. And she, you know, her message to everybody about that and about her career and about that song was that exactly 2 years ago today, and that was yesterday, I sent a song into the world with lyrics that still remain true. They sang a message first spoken thousands of years ago that we just need to hear sometimes, to love thy neighbor. I guess our world craved that reminder because hearts all over responded. And of course, people from every crevice of the globe stream Love's Gonna Always Win over 400,000 times, and the word was spread. Love was spun on radio waves through over 64 stations in 19 countries. Translations were made by natives in China and Spain to further the message into the hearts of their people. Line dances and little kids singing along karaoke style popped it up all over YouTube and Instagram. Awards were given celebrating lyrics, music row, historian and legend Robert Orman, and bringing me away to my knees when he said that my vocal was a piercing arrow of truth. Hearing the message blasting through the sound system at Nissan Stadium to 60,000 people during CMA Fest gave me the goosebumps. For the first time in my career, I felt like I was part of a movement greater than just another song. And you know what? We right here in Radio Memphis Around the World believe that she is. You know, she's a fantastic artist. This is somebody that's country, rock, pop, urban style, you know, originally out of Detroit. Of course, she is now a Nashville transplant. You know, she's trying to make her world go around. And what we're going to do is that, you know, she's had so many incredible moments happen for her. And I wanted to be able to catch up with her for a live interview, and I happen to have Paulina on the phone with me right now. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. How are you, Diana?
I am.
Thank you for that beautiful intro.
Oh, honey, you're so welcome. Are you kidding? Look, sister, we got your music. Okay, we, you know, obviously, you know, when that first stuff first came out, and I have to tell you, it was one of those, you know, it made me happy. I was, you know, I was always in a good mood when I heard it. You know what I mean? It always had this like positive, you know, kind of, you know, strike effect on me and things like that. So, and if you kind of listen to me talk to some other people and, you know, all the different styles that we get to play here, I'm also a stalker. So I get, so once I get this music and I'm like, you know, I'm digging it, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stalk you for a while, just gonna see where you're going and what you're doing. And you, my dear, have been on quite the rocket ride.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It has been an absolutely amazing couple of years. I've been all over the country, been recording music and writing with a bunch of different writers here in town who have just absolutely curated my songwriting abilities. I'm so grateful to them for that. And we've been creating some positive music. You're right. That's the goal. It's the goal of what I'm doing. I want to make sure that people's souls get a little filled up when they're listening to my stuff. And so that's why we did a little rendition of the song Love's Gonna Always Win that you were just playing, and did a little acoustic version. I wanted to just bring it back to the words and the message, and reiterate exactly what I was saying 2 years ago now.
That's so, it. And it's beautiful.
Thank you for listening, for following along. I appreciate it.
Oh,
that.
Man, are you kidding, girl? It's some good stuff. And I do, like I said, when I got the video and stuff, and I was like, now, of course, and if Girl Company is listening, I need the song. I need the acoustic version for this just show. Because I watched it and I was like, that it was stunning. Absolutely stunning and absolutely brilliant. So you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had a really fantastic videographer, too. I don't know if you are familiar with Natalie Sackstrip, but she's pretty extraordinary, and she did the entire lyric video, sat in her house and just edited that thing for hours on screen.
Good for her.
Screen, and it was fantastic.
Good job, Natalie. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, you know, Paulina, what's so funny is, you know, over the course of time, you know, we, you know, you've had all this great, crazy momentum and stuff like that, you know, and it's taking you to some really, really cool places and stuff like that, because you've been able to, again, you know, you've been able to work with, you know, some incredible writers like JT Harding, Bonnie Baker, right. Danny Orban, of course, and you've also wound up sharing stages with people like Sheryl Crow, Sam Hunt, you know, Chase Rice, and Tim McGraw, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan. These names are big. And I was like, how does a chick from Detroit, you know, get into that country urban groove idea? Where did this come from? Where did you get this from?
Well, you know, it's one of those things I sort of just fell into. I started writing music on the piano when I was about 9 years old, and it was more classical sounding stuff, so like more along the lines of Bach and Beethoven and everything, and I was loving that whole vibe of music. That's what I had learned since I was 5 years old. And so then a couple of years later, my parents decided to get me a guitar for Christmas one year.
Good for them.
And I picked that thing up, and I'm telling you, it switched really fast from classical music to country music. I heard a song called Dear Mexico by Kenny Chesney.
Ah.
And that was the beginning for me.
Oh, so we have Kenny Chesney to thank for this.
We sure do.
That is fantastic, man. And see, I was just, you know, it's so funny because everybody always has a different, you know, has a different path on how they kind of get there, you know, and what it is that they wind up, you know, doing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it's always kind of interesting and stuff. So you pick up the guitar, all right, and you know, you decide, okay, this is the way of the world, and this is where I'm going, and this is where I'm going to get, where this is where I'm going with this. You start writing and you start really kind of working some things out. What's your next steps? I mean, what did you wind up doing to work towards your goals and stuff like that? Because I tell you, you know, Paulina, your story's kind of, you know, it's very, very cool. And I hate going straight to the end of it, because some of the stuff that I was able to catch up, because I like the journey part of it. But, you know, you wind up, you know, doing some very calculated moves. And so you start at a younger age and you decide this is what you want to do. So how do you prepare yourself?
Well, it was kind of an interesting thing. I never thought I was going to be doing music full time when I was younger. I knew I loved writing. I didn't even know that there was a career for that, though. I wasn't educated on the music business or anything, but my piano teacher at the time, he said, you know, Paulina, let's put together a little band and let's do a show at a local bar outside of Detroit and just invite all your family and friends and just see how it goes. Let's just see how you enjoy it, if you even like this whole thing. And I was like, okay, so we had all these guys in their 40s and 50s get together and play my music as a 13-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And that was a huge honor.
Yeah.
And sure enough, some of my family members had invited a couple of their extended friends, and there were three industry guys from Detroit who were managers.
Oh, wow.
And,
are you serious?
And they watched my show, and 6 months later, I signed a management deal with them.
That was
when it all started.
At 13, for a family get together, and it just so happens that they were there. And see, I'm so glad you said that, because this is one of those moments where you just never know.
Right.
You never. So what did you? So what did you do when you? 6 months later, what did you do when they approached you? I mean, did you freak out?
I honestly didn't even know exactly what I was getting myself into. You know, thankfully I have a couple parents who are attorneys. They don't necessarily do entertainment law, so
well, no.
They sit down and look at a contract, though, and tell me if I was going to be selling my life away or not.
Yeah, perfect.
So,
okay.
So I got along with that, but I was just really excited to be able to do something that I kind of saw as being a little bit different than what I had been doing my rest of my life, which was playing sports. So
okay.
I knew I loved music. I knew I loved the people I was playing with. And I was just excited to see what came. And sure enough, a couple months after that, I started opening up to these huge acts. And it was one of those sink or swim sort of deals.
Wow.
I got thrown on a stage opening for Sheryl Crow. And I really had probably only played a handful of shows prior to that.
So oh my God, wow.
It was some serious training early on.
That is some serious training. You wind up, and for those of you that are tuned in, I am talking to the lovely Miss Paulina Jane. Of course, originally from Detroit, now a Nashville transplant. Speaking of, so you wind up going to Nashville. Was that just in the prime things of trying to get closer to, you know, stuff as far as the nature of the business and what you're doing, or was just a move that you felt like you needed to make?
Well, I knew I wanted to go to college, and I knew that Belmont University was down here in Nashville. I also knew that some of my major co-writes that I was having were located here, and I had a producer who was also located here. So all of the arrows were pointing to Nashville, and I thought, you know, what better place than to go to Nashville, the hub of country music, and try to make a career for myself there.
Not a problem. And of course, with everything that you're needing to work with and what you're needing to do and everybody all surrounding that whole area, you know, that's logistics.
Absolutely.
Logistics. It makes perfect.
Down south, we're getting a little expensive too towards the end of high school. So it seemed a little more logical to me to just be here already.
That's so funny. And you know, you're so funny because, and listening to you talk right now, I have to tell you that there's a little piece of me that thinks that your voice does not match what I hear on that album, because you're talking and you're so sweet, you're so cute. And like, there's this, and then this album, you know, there's this big voice, you know, and there's a person that really commands a stage, and you know, all this, all this fun. So this is kind of funny, and I forget how young you are, you know what I mean, because you do have that type of maturity. And so it's like, oh my god, she's just trying to prepare to go to college. And so,
oh my goodness,
how are you?
Well, I actually just graduated. I just turned just turned 22 and just graduated.
What
in
a
May,
baby!
So I'm so excited to be finished.
You are such a baby. So out of curiosity, you know, Pauline, what did you wind up going to college for?
I studied music business. So I got a business degree, and I was able to kind of focus on what exactly publishing is and contract law. And all the different little areas in the music industry.
So look at her. Look at her. This is somebody who winds up, you know, not only taking her career in her own hands, she goes to school to make sure she knows what she's looking at. So that's some good stuff right there.
You know, like I said, growing up with two parents that are attorneys, you got to learn those things.
You
that
do.
Was in my brain at the beginning of this whole thing.
You do. And I tell you what's another interesting fact that I did read up on you, is that while you were going to college, and see, actually, I know you were going to college. While you were going to college, you wind up also meeting the individuals which would wind up becoming part of your management team, you know?
Yes, I sure did. Tess Davey and Stevie Palmer were two girls that I met along the way. I met Tess in my freshman year, Stevie in my sophomore year, and I just sort of identified something a little unique about them, something special in their drive and their motivation to get started before even leaving the four walls of Belmont University. And I thought, you know, these girls have come out to my shows. They've been nothing but supportive. They have a passion for music that I haven't seen in anybody else. And so I got together with the two of them and I said, let's see what we can do as a team,
right,
while we're in college, and try to move and shake a couple things around. And sure enough, that started happening. And then we had people from the industry take us under their wing and help us along and tell us, oh, you're doing this right, but maybe not this right. Or you're doing this whole cool idea, which hasn't been done before. I love that, you know? So just some guides along the way. And it's been a really beautiful experience, and I love doing business with two people who are some of my best friends.
That is so fantastic. And you know, what's really cool about that is that you really just kind of embodied the whole essence of what's around you, what's available. I mean, because look, around Radio Memphis, you know, we do unsigned indie artists and stuff like that, and you know, we play major indies and you know all that, and we get to talk to some, you know, people from all over the board, you know, when it comes to music, you know, artists, you know, industry folks, and you know, I do stuff for Road Crew. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff here, and when we do, thank you. When we do, you know, when we do this stuff, and it's so funny because we always kind of look for those stories of, you know, you never know who's listening, or you never know who's paying attention, you never know who's going to show up to your show, you never know what what is available to you at your disposal in your own yard, you know, instead of looking past and forward and down the road. You never know what's around you. And each moment, you know, in each stage of where you were at, you know, you wound up picking up something, you know, from what was around you, what your resources were and that stuff. And it wound up catapulting you forward. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And so that's perfect.
I have to say that I can't really take credit for that. You know, I'm really fortunate to have been blessed with so many amazing people who have entered into my life at the right times, and I got to thank the big man upstairs for doing that for me and orchestrating all this stuff in my life.
Like, nice.
It's just it's a total blessing. As long as I keep my ears, my eyes, my heart open to the people that he wants to be there, then I believe that it'll continue to look up.
Perfect answer. Well, I will tell you that a congratulations is in order for you, because one of the other reasons why we wanted to catch up with you. Now look, independent artist, okay, you wind up getting your own management team together, you know, and all you girls are rocking the planet and taking over, you know, and taking names and checking lists and stuff and rolling over, and you're doing this on your terms. A very, very cool announcement had just recently come out, you know, the first week in September, and that you were able to all of you were able to land a very fantastic major sponsorship with Ford Motor Company.
Extraordinary. Gives me chills.
I know. I'm like, dude. So, all right. So, whose idea was this?
Well, you know, as an independent artist, you kind of come at things out of desperation sometimes, right?
So perfect.
We needed a van. We needed to be able to travel. So I figured, you know what? Let's just call Ford. And let's tell them that we have a series of ideas that we think would be beneficial to them and some of their marketing agencies and areas of their company. And let's see what we can finagle. And so sure enough, we got a hold of a man named Jim Graham, who's the director of the Ford Driving Schools for Life program that they have through the Ford Motor Company Fund.
Awesome.
And he was kind enough to invite us up to his headquarters up in Dearborn, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave about a 40-minute presentation to them about why we felt we were suited to be representatives and spokespeople for this specific nonprofit and for Ford in general. And I am so excited to say that just a few months after that, they gave us a fiscal sponsorship, and with that, we were able to purchase a touring van it's pretty extraordinary, and it looks real cool, and it feels real nice.
Oh, look at you. That is so fun. And, you know, it was so funny because I was like, that's brilliant. Okay, absolutely brilliant. You are going to be doing some really cool stuff, and because you are going to be promoting the Ford Driving Skills for Life program, and which is a program, you know, that is actually, you know, concentrated on, you know, safe driving for teens, you know, and things
right.
like that. And so, you know, as you being a spokesperson, what are some of the things that you're going to wind up having to do for the Ford program?
Well, we do a lot of social media posts for them. We are going to be launching those here really shortly. I think one of the first events that we're going to be a part of is coming up in next weekend, or the 2 weekends from now, actually, here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
On the 6th and the 7th.
Okay.
And it's going to be basically a huge event where they're going to be promoting the Ford Driving Skills for Life program and talking to teens and newly licensed drivers. Just about safe driving and beyond what their standard driving education programs provide. And we are so excited to be able to do that and then also partner with Belmont University and do some convocation events where Ford gets to talk about this program for them. And it's cool because we get to be connectors for Ford and universities because we are naturally freshly graduated from
yes.
college.
So, yes.
It's an awesome opportunity for both of us to be able to utilize what we each have
Perfect. And you know, you're so right, because I will make this statement, and it's one of those things where this is just a personal general something I pay attention to. Nobody has plugged this in my head. But I will say that that Ford has been making, you know, a lot of strides forward and stuff like that. You know, as far as for music industry, you know, and music and stuff like that, and trying to incorporate,
absolutely,
you know, incorporate some of that stuff as far as into some of their deals or programs, you know, and what they offer. But so, you know, with them jumping in and doing this particular endorsement, you know, it's not only that this is a fantastic, awesome, great deal. I love the fact they took a chance, you know, on an independent. So kudos to Ford, you know, for doing so. But and of course, you guys wind up, you know, really getting to, you know, come put your foot forward and show them what you can do and what you're made of. But this also kind of seals a little bit of the deal on, you know, what the Ford's commitment is as far as to music and independent music too. So I know what happened. The three of you were like sitting around, you know, over coffee or like in pajamas or something, going, okay, what can we come up with? All right, because and this is, I know, hairs, you know, on buns on top of heads, you know, pencils
That's
sticking
exactly
out of.
How it went.
I already know this. I can feel this going. Okay, let's think. Let's meditate. What we got?
And absolutely, lots of really late nights when we should have been studying for midterms. We wound up making these 30-page proposals instead.
Perfect. That's the way it's supposed to be. Well, you know, you are doing some amazing things, you know, Paulina, and I have to tell you that, you know, I am so proud for you, number one. And thank you so much for sharing your music with us right here on Radio Memphis. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a supporter. I appreciate it more than you know, and it goes so much further than you could even imagine. So I really do appreciate it. I hope I get to meet you in person sometime soon, Diana.
I will. We need to make that happen and stuff. And I tell you, look, if there's anything that we can do for you here, you definitely let me know. Now, I know that you, you know, of course, you were kind of hitting heavy there for a little bit with the shows and stuff like that. And of course, you know, in fact, yesterday, didn't you do that? You did the Best Buddies Belmont Music Festival.
I sure did.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Fantastic organization. It was such a great night. They had a bunch of different kids from all over Tennessee who came out and performed, and then had some of the best buddies get up on stage and sing with them. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful event. And it was closely related to this nonprofit that I work for and that I'm an ambassador for, called Miss Amazing.
Oh, that's right.
It focuses on girls with disabilities and empowering them. And so it was special to be a part of this one as well.
Very nice. And I did see that stuff with you and Miss Amazing. And Miss Amazing, that's an amazing program too. And as far as how it got started. And so you are quite the little firecracker when it comes to, and you know, you wind up associating yourself with the same mindset of people that do the same things. And that's good. Yeah. That's good. That's very good.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do.
Not a problem. Now, big plans. Okay. All right. We got a tour van. Okay, thanks to Ford. I'm assuming
right
that you're
at the end of touring season.
You're right. I'm assuming we're going to be touring, right? You know.
Yeah, so we were out on the road this summer. We actually just finished up pretty much. We got a couple spot dates coming up in October and November and December, but up until, let's see, next spring, we probably won't be in full swing of a tour until then. But yeah, now we have wheels to take on the road, so we're pretty happy about that.
Good deal. So you've got writing going on. You're now in Nashville, so you're close to everybody that makes your world go round. So you've got, and obviously you're going to be. Is there going to be some new music that's coming down the pike?
There will definitely be new music. Hopefully in the early half of next year. I'm switching producers right now, and so I'm really excited about that whole process and figuring out who's going to be the right fit. I'm really excited because next week on Friday, I'm going to be releasing a couple things, not music related, but related to Love Can Always Win, and I think it's going to go over really well. I can't say exactly what it is, but I'm super stoked for it, and it's all going to be on my website and everything. So
okay.
I'll be sure to send you a little note when that comes
Perfect.
Out.
Perfect. That's what I'm talking about, because that way I can direct everybody to it. Good deal. Well, I tell you what I am going to do is I'm going to play country music everywhere for everybody here, when we get done. Everybody looking for you, everybody want to reach out to you, anybody wants to send messages to you, that kind of stuff. Where is the best place that they can get with you?
You know, I spend a lot of time on my Instagram page, which is at Paulina Jane, and on my Facebook account as well, which is also at Paulina Jane. And, if there's anything else, any other, like, more than just a few words that you got to say, I've got a little thing on my website. You can send in a message. I'd love to hear from anybody who's got something to say. So that's kind of how we do it around here.
Perfect. I love it. Okay, now that was cute, and that was country. And I can't, like I said, the voice does not match that huge lioness that comes out on that album. It's good stuff. That's some good stuff. Now look, tons of unsigned, tons of indies and stuff like that. They're coming down the pikes and stuff too, and they're listening to these stories and they're paying attention to you and your path that you're on. Somebody comes up to you and they're like, you know, Paulina, how can I do what you're doing? What advice are you giving them?
You know, what I would say is that talent can only take you so far. You got to have the drive and the motivation and the willingness to be up in the middle of the night when everybody else is sleeping to get the job done.
Yep, yep.
And I'd say as long as you feel like you're doing what you are supposed to be doing with your life, if you feel like this is a passion of yours and you're fulfilling it when you are singing or playing or writing, then there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be something that you succeed at. And like I said, it's a matter of being that person who's the early riser and the late nighter.
There it is. So, yeah, it's called dig in.
Yep, exactly.
Good.
Not all glamorous, is it, there, Diana?
No, man. Are you kidding? Look, there's 4 in the morning, and I'm staring. I'm stalking you. I'm talking. There's a lot of that.
It's okay. We won't tell anybody that you stalk them.
Nah, nobody's listening. They won't know.
Only the people listening will know.
Good deal. Well, look, baby doll. Anytime you need something, you let me know. Okay, I'm looking forward to watching you ride this rocket. You're gonna do some amazing things, and just keep doing it, keep going.
Thank you, Diana. You let me know if you need anything too, and I'm gonna make my way over to Memphis at some point.
Perfect. Anytime that you're in Memphis, you're more than welcome to come to the studio. We'd love to have you, sweetheart. You have a fantastic afternoon. Okay.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, baby doll. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Miss Paulina Jane. Of course, you guys know, originally out of Detroit, but she is now a Nashville transplant. And this is a fantastic lesson, fantastic example of somebody that, and everybody's stories kind of start similar in that, they were young and you you got into the music or you had somebody that bought you that guitar and you found your love, you found your style, that kind of stuff. But there is something to be said that you have to have a certain type of drive, if you want to make it in this business and stuff. And sometimes you got to take it into your own hands. I have to give it up to her about, doing what she's doing. I have to give it up to her about being able to, go to college, and graduating and stuff, in the very essence of, the business of what she's trying to do and accomplish, so that she is very much educated. All but her journey, love the story, love the fact that at 13 years old that she goes and pulls together a little bit of show for her friends and family at a bar, and it turns out some industry folk were there and pick her right up, right? See, story lesson number one. You never know who's paying attention, you never know who's watching, you never know who's tuned in, all of that. So, and it goes from there. And and of course her trying to better herself and her trying to gain the knowledge and what she's talking about for that advice, and going that extra mile, she winds up picking up the team that she needed to surround herself so they can be successful. So good for her. And look, again, you guys want to know some more about what she's got going on, definitely go to paulinajane.com. paulinajane.com. And of course, that's paulinajane.com. All right. She's right when you get on that page, a little thing will pop up if you want to send her a message, you know, talk with her and stuff like that. And it's also going to tell you what she's got, you know, shows and news and events. You know, you're also going to meet some of the band members and stuff that play with her and all that great stuff. So definitely check that out. And also keep up with that, because you never know, man. Like I said, I see some cool things coming up for her. In the meantime, let me go ahead and play some more music for you right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. Country music everywhere. And this is Paulina Jane, and you're only going to hear this right now on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.